Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Oracle Open World in San Francisco, California. And it's an exciting week here. We're continuing our live cast with Kirby McCord, Infrastructure Architecture Lead for U.S. Cellular. Welcome, Kirby.
Well, thank you.
This is the first time we've ever had anybody from U.S. Cellular on the program. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about U.S. Cellular and the position you guys hold in the marketplace. I know that you're based in Chicago. You have a lot of customers, but why don't you give us a description?
Okay, U.S. Cellular is a regional wireless carrier based out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Our main markets is in Iowa, Wisconsin, North Carolina. We got some ancillary customers in the Northeast and the Southeast, but predominantly our main markets are in the Midwest regions. We typically are outside of the major cities, major metropolitan areas. We tend to be the number one carrier in the more of the rural markets. For example, in Iowa, we've been there the longest. Mm-hmm. We have a pretty good market share there. But in, say, the big cities, St. Louis, Chicago, we weren't really successful there. So we decided to diversify those markets and concentrate on the core holdings of the more of the rural markets. Mm-hmm. Currently, we have about 5 million subscribers.
That's a few.
Yeah, a few. Mm-hmm. It puts us, I think, sixth mm-hmm. in the carrier marketplace in the U.S.
So obviously, you're teaching a class here at Oracle World. You're going to be at teaching a session on Oracle Database Aware Flash on Thursday. My first question for you is, what is the key importance of performance for an Oracle database to a carrier like U.S. Cellular?
Really, the predominant thing that we need the flash for is to help with our CDR processing. Mm-hmm. We're small. I mean, we're a fraction the size of Verizon or AT&T, but we're doing tens of billions of call records a month. Mm-hmm. So in order to process them, to bill them, standard spinning disk is very slow, so we use solid state to help augment the reporting and the analysis of the CDR records.
And how long have you guys been working with Flash inside your own data centers?
So historically, we've always used high-end storage arrays, so mm-hmm. the EMC storage arrays, IBM storage arrays, which had built-in cache layers in them. We started using Flash when we adopted Exadata about 3 years ago, when we adopted the X2.2 Exadata line.
And when you look at this, now obviously there's something to know about this transition moving from spinning disk to Flash, because you're teaching a class here at Oracle Open World. So why don't you tell me what you're going to be teaching your peers about your experience of that migration and what people should be thinking about when implementing SSDs?
So really, in our case, it's part of the engineered systems. So things we're going to highlight is the experiences that we've had with this flash in the systems. We're going to show some metrics of some of the I/O throughputs we have, showing how we're getting a lot of reads off the solid state disks to get lower latency time on the single block reads. But also, one of the things we're going to show is the Exadata enhancement they did last year called the Write Back Flash, mm-hmm. and some of the performance gains it's done from that. So how these couple of changes into the environment was really transparent to the databases and just made the DBAs' lives easier, in the sense that they didn't have to do anything special. It's out of the box. It made things faster for the databases.
What does this mean in terms of your customer response?
A lot of it is simply they're waiting less time to get to the data. On the traditional systems, it used to be days for some of the queries to run. Mm-hmm. With combination with the Flash and the Exadata systems, queries that we could never do in the past, either because they took too much CPU, too much time, we couldn't simply do them. Now we're opening up ourselves to a whole new world of analytics from our business users. We can ask questions and get answers that we've never been able to do, and we can get more timely responses to those questions.
So it's not just, you know, serving up the customers with their data in a more faster manner. It's also being able to make decisions about the way your business is running because you're running different types of queries.
Correct. I mean, in the main billing system, it's really engineered to bill the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's done by how do you bill the customer? How do you spread the data across all the markets? I mean, all the billing cycles, which data we bill the customers on. That type of parallelism and scarding of the data isn't really compatible with reporting purposes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our business communities wants to know how many calls are done on a certain day,
mm-hmm.
whereas the billing engine just cares what month you're being billed in.
Right.
So the partitioning strategy is totally different from a reporting purposes and from a reporting analytics perspective. The flash allows us to compensate for that differences in nature.
So Larry came out last night and said that they're building in-memory support for 12c. Do you see that as something that takes what you've done to the next level, or is that something that may not be necessary for this type of application?
That's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. It's new. One of the things that we've been thinking about that feature is how does it play in the environment? For example, is it something we want to immediately do for our billing system, or is it more of the reporting community? Our first thoughts is it would be easier to do the reporting community,
mm-hmm.
because it's not as home. It's more ad hoc. It's more nature where you're looking for a needle in a haystack. And if you can get all that data and into memory, you're going to speed those things up without having to do much. The other interesting thought was, if we can get all the stuff in memory, need less CPU, can we reduce the Oracle licenses?
That's interesting. What has been the biggest aha for you at Oracle Open World in terms of things folks have been talking about that might impact the way you plan for your data centers in the future?
I know one of the conversations that we've been having in the past is on the backups. How do we do the traditional backups? So with the introduction of the, I want to call it the Oracle Availability Machine, but Larry changed it, the name of it. But with that one, that gives us a whole new concept of how do we want to back up the databases. So this is something that's definitely an architecture change for us that, we need to figure out when can we bring this in? Should we bring it in because we have decades of backup infrastructure that's already in place?
Mm-hmm.
Is this totally change our backup infrastructure? I know with our backup infrastructure currently, our biggest backups are the databases.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the Hadoop items is coming up in size, but you back those things up differently. So it is definitely going to be potentially a major impact to our backup infrastructure.
Well, Kirby, thanks so much for being on the program today. For those who are listening online and you want to check out Kirby's session at Oracle Open World, it's on Thursday at 11 a.m. and should be an interesting session. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you very much.